Sort of, kind of, not really. Lasso me. How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears, and words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirit sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, Lord, I would still run out of time. If you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirit sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. You may be seated. As we have talked about all week long, learning to sing and improve our singing is about worshiping God. It's about praising God. It's about learning to not only sing with our voices, but to focus on singing with our hearts, as this song so beautifully says. And that's something that is unique. I can't listen to your heart, but the Lord can. And the Lord knows our hearts, and He knows if our hearts are in it. And tonight we're going to do a little bit of instruction, and then we're going to let some of the younger guys lead some songs, and we're going to talk about leading songs in the service and what it means to lead a song. So we'll have some to say about that. But we do want to do a little bit of instruction tonight. So we're going to start tonight what we've been doing every single night, and that is learning the shape notes, getting acquainted with the shape notes, singing through the shape notes, learning what the various sounds of the shape notes sound like. Just a very quick review. Do looks like a triangle shape, and do is our root note in most of our songs. That is, the songs that are in a major key. We talked about minor keys a couple nights ago, but didn't really go into detail. We're going to do that in just a little bit and talk about what a minor key is and how it varies and how it's different from a major key. But in most of our songs that are in a major key, do is that root note. And if we can learn to sing the other shapes in relation to do, we can learn to sing the shape notes. Re looks like a bowl of Raisin Bran, okay? It looks like a bolt shape. Me, who wants a diamond? Me. Fa looks like a flag. So looks like an oval. Soul, oval, okay, think of that. Law, I've had lots of suggestions on law. Sorry, I haven't taken any yet. But law looks like a couple of L's that are put together, and it makes a triangle. It makes a rectangle shape. And then T looks like a snow cone top or a colored in Wi-Fi symbol, an ice cream cone, whatever your flavor, no pun intended, that's what tea looks like. So we're going to do some singing here, do some scale practices. We'll go up the scale and down the scale to begin with, starting with do. Do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do, mi, so. Fa, the eyes of Texas, okay? Do, fa, do. La, fa, NBC, do, la, fa, do. Y'all got that alternating pattern memorized, don't you? You can hear those variations a little bit easier than just blurting out a note. Okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about tonight is sharps and flats. And what is a sharp and flat? So what they look like to begin with. Remember, we've been talking about our roadmap all week long, the roadmap of music and learning to read the signs, to learn to know which road we're going down and know how we go down the road. So every now and again, you see one of these shapes, and you see this shape that looks like sort of a slanted B shape, and that is a flat symbol. That's not a hashtag, kids. Most of you know this, but it is a sharp symbol. And this is called a natural symbol, okay? So the sharp, this one in the middle, tells us we're going to raise the pitch of a note by a half step. And we're going to talk about steps in just a moment. A flat means we're going to lower the pitch of a note by a half step. And the natural, it actually tells us to cancel the sharp or flat and return the notes to its original pitch, okay? If you're good and confused, don't worry. We're going to clarify all that in just a moment. So if you're looking at a piano and you're looking at the keys of the piano, and what we've been talking about is that do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, you could just play the white notes from one C to the next, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and all you'd play was the white keys. Well, in between all these white keys is a black key in certain strategic spots, and these are our flats and our sharps, okay? These are called half steps from C to C sharp to D sharp to E to F sharp to G to D sharp to A sharp, then to B and then to C. Those are half steps. Whole steps are from C to D to E and then over up here to F sharp. That's a whole step, see? Say, that makes sense? Half steps and whole steps, okay? So when we take a note and we sharpen it, we're not sharpening it like we would if we went do, re, we go do. We're just sharpening that note a half a step. And we're going to do an exercise to help us learn that in just a moment. So this is a little bit more music theory, but I want you to see this so you understand what we're talking about. We talk about whole steps and half steps. Don't get confused that all the white keys are a half step or a whole step apart. Some of them aren't. And so if you're going to do like we've been doing in the key of C, you've got a whole step between do and re, like right here.
Then you've got another whole step between re and mi, which is D to E. But then between E and F, there is no black key. So it's a half step between mi and fa. And that's important. And we'll talk about why that's important in a moment. Then between fa and sol, we also have a whole step between F and G, and then G and A, then G and B. And then between T and do, we also have a half step, which is why we go do, ti. We're just doing a half step, do, ti. That's just flattening that note. So the reason I'm telling you this is because there's no such thing as a fa flat. There's no such thing as a mi sharp. There's no such thing as a T sharp or a do flat, because there's only a half step between do and T and between mi and fa. So you can't flatten or sharpen those notes because there's only a half step between them. So this is just technical, but someone asked me one time, how do you know when you're supposed to have a note that's either flat or sharp? Because if you look back, this can either be D flat or C sharp. So how do you know in the song whether it's supposed to be C sharp or D flat? And that just depends on the key signature, okay? So if you've got these key signatures down here, you're not going to have a sharp anywhere in the song unless they took a natural note and sharpened it for some reason, which they typically won't, okay? And then your sharps are going to be in these keys up here. We're not worried about all that, though, in reading the key signatures to figure out what the key is, because, again, our hymnal actually tells us what key the song is in up in the top left corner. That first letter up in the top left corner, like on the song we just sung, there's two F's there. One is to tell you that F is the key. The next one that's over from that tells us that the song starts on an F, okay? So that's what those two letters are there for. There's a letter, then a slash, then a letter. So one is the key. The other one is our starting note. So when we're pitching a song, we can just look at that second letter and know, okay, that's what note this song starts on. Okay. So instead of going do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, what we're going to do is we're going to sing up what's called the chromatic scale, which means we would be like playing every single key on the piano. Instead of just playing the white keys, we're going to play everyone in between the white keys also. And here's how we're going to sing it. We're going to go do, di, re, re, mi, fa, because remember, there's no in between mi and fa, then fi, then sol, si, la, li, ti, do, okay? And we're going to see if we can come back and still be on that original do, because this is harder, okay? Because bending a half step is much harder than singing do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, because we know what that's supposed to sound like. But as you're gradually going up, for one thing, it's going to sound like a scary movie and we're building up some type of tension. But it's also harder to stay on the half step. So let's start right here on do. We're going to go up through the chromatic scale. Let's see. Do, mi, sol, do, sol, mi, do. Do, di, re, re, mi, fa, fi, sol, si, la, li, ti, do, sol, mi, do. We're pretty close. Okay, so we didn't really get out of pitch or out of key doing that. Now we're going to sing down, but we're not going to sing the same thing. We're going to go do, ti, te, la, le, sol, se, fa, mi, me, re, ra, do. Because we can't do re, re. So we're doing re, ra, do, okay? So I know those are E's, but it makes an A sound in our application of this. So let's go all the way back up. Do, mi, so, do. Do, ti, te, la, le, sol, se, fa, mi, me, re, ra, do. Sounds like somebody's falling in a movie, doesn't it? And it's slowly just climbing down the scale. That's what the chromatic scale sounds like. And honestly, if you were to make a piece of music that sounded like that, it's probably not going to be very melodic. It'd probably be a very confusing piece of music. But just understanding that sometimes in our songs, we have sharps and flats, and that's what it looks like. That's what it means when you sharpen or flatten a note. You're dropping it a half step or raising it a half step. Okay, so this is what it would look like in our shape notes. The cymbals are out to the left side of the note, okay? So don't get confused, okay? This is do, this is not do sharp, this is do sharp. It's before the note, not after the note, okay? That's important. And flats look exactly the same way. So remember, do, T, and there is no such thing as a do flat. So it goes do, T, and then this is te, okay? I know that sounds funny, but that is a flatted T. So remember that. It's on the left side of the note. So let's talk about minor keys. Minor keys are what are called relative keys. And a minor key is relative to a major key. And so we've been talking about the key of C major all week. Okay? So C major starts with a do, which is a C. And we're going to sing it, but we may not be on the C. But I want to show you something, that in an A minor key, we're still just playing the same exact notes, but we're changing our starting point or our root point. And so it sounds very different when you go up the scale, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. So let's go up the scale, the major scale, one more time from do to do. Hit the wrong button. I always hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. All right. Do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Okay, so happy, jubilant sound, right? Now we're going to sing the same notes, but we're going to start rather than on do, we're going to go do, do, la. We're going to start on la, okay? So it goes la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Doesn't sound the same. Even though we sang an octave, even though we sang eight notes, it sounds different. And here's why. When we start on la, rather than going whole step, half step, we're going whole step, half step right at the beginning. So we're already just sharpening that second note rather than having two whole steps. That's why it sounds different, okay? So you'd still be playing the white keys, but then that puts the black keys in different spots. And so you wouldn't actually be playing the same thing even though you're playing the same notes because of where they start. That's why minor keys root note is on a la, not on a do, because it is the root of the song. So we're going to do what we did the other night with some chord building, except for this time we're going to do it in a minor key. And we're not going to do a whole lot of variation here. We'll start out with the sopranos. La, 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 la. We're going to start on la, sopranos. La, do, ti, so. La, do, ti, so. The bass part. And the reason we're going to do that is because the bass starts on the same note. So we're just, you bass is you're going to drop an octave from that note that we just started on that la, you're going to be la, okay? And your part's going to go like this. La, do, re, mi. So really simple, right? La, do, re. Okay, let's try it together. I'll sing the soprano. Y'all basses, can y'all carry that part? La, do, re, mi, okay? All right. La, basses, sopranos. La, la, do, ti, so. La. Let's add the altos now. The altos, you're going to be mi, fa, re, re, mi,
Okay, let's try it again. Okay, basses, you're, let me catch my breath. La, la, sopranos. La, altos. Mi, la, mi, la. Okay, here we go. La, do, ti, so. La, do, ti, so. Mi, fa.
Okay, let's add the tenors in. The tenors are going to start on the do, so they're going to be at the highest note in this entire structure. So where the sopranos are,
la,
la, do, that's your starting note, tenors. Do, la, so, ti, do.
Okay, we're going to try it all together now. Then I'm going to have you move over to Oz here in a moment. All right. Everybody got their part? Altos, y'all got your part? Your part is the most strange part of the harmony, okay? It just is. It's the strangest part of the harmony. Okay.
La, la, sopranos, la, basses, la.
Do, tenors,
la, mi, altos, la, here we go, la, do, ti, so, la, do, ti, so.
Switch to Oz.
So,
okay, so minor key, it almost sounds eerie, doesn't it? It's got kind of a dark undertone. It's got kind of a sad sound to it. Very different from a major key. Okay, we're going to let some guys do some singing, but before we do, before we let some of the guys lead some singing, I want to talk for just a couple of moments about what it means to lead a song, okay, and why we're doing singing instruction, why we've been doing this. Because that should be our focus during this. In 1 Corinthians 14 and 12, it says, "Even so, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church." It's not about being a slot filler, okay? If you're leading a song, it's not about you just filling a slot in the service. You have a job as a song leader to excel to the edification of the church. So what does that look like? What does that mean? It means that we're intentional for one thing, okay? So I want to ask you a question. When you pick out a song, what is the why of why you pick out a song? Is it just because you know that song, or you like that song, or that's your favorite song? You know, that might be okay from time to time, but our goal is to edify the church. That's our goal, okay? And you're a song leader, okay? Not a song pitcher, not a song selector, but a song leader.
So lead the song. Okay, if you don't have a loud voice, then beat time in a way that you can lead the song and people follow you, okay? Don't let the audience, and you're not really an audience, you're all participants, but don't let the participants lead the song. You're the song leader, lead the song. Don't let them choose the tempo, you choose the tempo, okay? So if the congregation is dragging behind you and you're up here and you're just going like this, well, guess what? Make your hand bigger and make them understand you're trying to lead them at this tempo right here. Make sharp movements so they see that you're going 1, 2, 3, 4. Lead the song and get everybody to keep up with you. And don't, you know, we can't complain if we go, well, the congregation always drags the song down. Well, we're the song leader, right? We're the ones leading the song. Okay, secondly, when you're leading a song during the service, be mindful that this song that you're about to lead is just as important as any other. There are no secondary songs. They all have the exact same goal, and that is to edify the congregation. Our primary purpose is praising God. And you can praise God, as we talked about, in a prison. You can praise God in the storm. You can praise God at any time. But God calls us together to praise God, because together we not only offer a spiritual sacrifice, but we also edify and teach one another. So think about that as you choose the song that you're going to lead, okay? If it's the first song in a service, lead something and lead it with energy, okay? That doesn't mean it has to be a fast song. It doesn't have to be a fast song. But you know, the best thing to do is not to get up here and go, all right, we're going to sing number 3. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise His name. I'm going to tell you something about being evangelistic with your singing. It can be a great evangelistic tool for someone who's a visitor to come in and to hear energetic, passionate singing. And, you know, they've done studies. People do studies about behavior and about visitors and about church visitors. And through their studies, they have figured out by visiting with people that people decide within the first 5 minutes of an assembly whether or not they'll ever return. How important is the first song? It's huge, okay? And somebody can walk in and hear a dead-sounding song and think, well, there's no life here. And they may never return. You say, well, that's their problem. They're shallow. Maybe they are, but we're not trying to judge whether people are shallow or not shallow. We're trying to bring Jesus to them. We want them coming back even if they are shallow, so maybe they'll learn not to be shallow. Let's not make excuses. Let's just do our best. Let's do our best to excel. Let's do our best to edify. Let's do our best to bring energy to the services, okay? There's other times during a service we also need to be mindful, okay? Invitation song. Pick out something inviting. Don't just lead a song. And y'all may not have this problem here, but you know, there's times that people get up and they'll call out the invitation song. You look at it, and it's a good song, but it has nothing to do with inviting people to come. That song is a tradition, but it's a tradition that has an impact on people. And as a gospel preacher, when I go and preach meetings, I want a good invitation song, because I want people thinking about the message they just heard. And as they're singing along, I want the message to be in the song. It's a very powerful time. And here's the other thing about the invitation song. I don't know why, but we just somehow we have a tradition all over the place, first and last, in an invitation song. And you know, if we're going to do a song and maybe somebody gives a lesson and it's not really a lesson that sounds like people be convicted, maybe first and last is okay. But listen, if somebody gives a lesson and the intent of that lesson is to take God's word and convict the hearts of men, first and last is not good enough. I'm sorry, it's not good enough. It takes people time. It takes people time to let things sink in. And sometimes people don't come on verse 1, 2, and 3. And so sometimes in a meeting, I'm watching the crowd, and if I see someone out there squirming, I may say, lead the third verse again. There's somebody out there that wants to respond. They just haven't done it yet. And we sing the third verse again, and here they come. It's a powerful time. It's a powerful moment. And I'll tell you, once that song's over, if somebody's out there and they're wavering whether or not they should come, once the song's over, they go, whew, whew, I got through with that. And it's gone. The fire's gone. It's a very powerful time. Y'all have a communion song, don't you? Lead something that helps people's minds be prepared to remember the Lord. Be intentional, okay? We have a young man at our congregation. I say young man. He is not young. He is 51 years old. His name is Trent Loader. He has Down syndrome. And I'm going to tell you something about Trent Loader. Trent Loader is more in tune to what's going on in the service than most of us there. Without exception, every time, he only wants to lead the last song, but without exception, every time he leads the last song, it's something connected to the sermon. Every single time. Why don't we do that? That's a good time to remind everybody of what message that we heard. He thinks it's important. And we didn't even notice it for a while. And he didn't stand up and go, okay, this goes along with the lesson. He just led the song. And then, you know, we asked him about it. And he's like, well, yeah, it goes along with the lesson. We're like, well, okay, great. Be intentional with what songs you choose, okay? And here's another thing. Songs teach. So lead something scriptural. Okay? There's certain songs that aren't scriptural. They teach a doctrine that the Bible does not teach. And we may not even be aware of what they are, but that's why it's important that we don't just lead a song that we like or a song that we like the way it sounds, but that we understand what the message of the song is. Because I promise you, if I got up here and preached the same message that some of the songs we sing preached, I'd lose support. They wouldn't let me be an evangelist anymore if I preach that, but it's okay for us all to sing it. And it's not okay for us all to sing it because we're teaching a message. Pick something scriptural. Okay. Can you click me over on that screen, Daryl? Thank you, sir. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. Be sure to do your best to edify the saints. Okay, so we're not going to go through all these again, but we're going to look for them when you come up and lead a song. We may not find any, but we're going to look for them. So if you have a song, you don't have to look for them. I'm going to help you look for them. But we're going to look for them. We're going to also look for these. That way everybody knows what's going on before we start singing. And finally, we're going to look at the time signature of the song. So, volunteers, whoever wants to come up first. Not all at once. Go ahead, Carson. Okay, do we have any markers in this song? Quite a few. Okay, so we've got a couple of brackets, which are telling us where our endings are. Okay, so we have an ending of verse 1, an ending of verse 2, an ending of verse 3, and an ending of verse, ending of verse 1 and 2, and then ending of verse 3 and 4, and they're in different spots. So we have to be mindful of that. What else do we have? Okay, to go back to the start, right? Remember that decapo or decapo, which means go back to the head. And then we've got one more. Sing the last line at the end. Very good. Okay, so our time signature is 4-4. And since you're going to pitch it, I won't ask you what starting note. You just go ahead and pitch and you lead the song. You just take off whenever you're ready.
So, question.
How many times did you look? Ooh, that was loud. That was abrupt, wasn't it? How many times did y'all look up to see where Carson was in the song and to watch him beating his hand? Okay, I'm going to make a suggestion. And this is going to be hard to remember because we're creatures of habit. But hold your songbook up, okay, when you sing. Number one, it'll keep you from bending your head down like this and restricting your airflow. But secondly, it'll make it a lot easier for you to look up from time to time and see what the song leader's doing. Okay, who's next? Pretend there's someone deaf in the back, because there usually is. Not that any of you in the back are deaf, but when you announce your song. And I'm not picking on you, by the way. All right, 9:59. Okay. Any markers that we need to be aware of? Okay, we do have some slurs, because it's Southern Gospel, of course. We're going to have some slurs. Okay, so what is our starting beat at? Where are we going to start the song? Upbeat, because we're starting at the end of the measure. So we're not coming down into one. We're going up, and then we're coming down from four into one, actually. So we're starting on that upbeat, okay? All right, what is this song about? Very good. Okay. All right. Take off whenever you're ready. So he was on a completely different tempo than y'all were. So watch him. He's beating time, and he's way ahead of y'all. Okay? So let's do the next verse.
Makes it right. Many have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus, a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry, answer by and by. Feel a prayerful yearning, heart to them is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right.
Thank you, sir. Are you ready? Saw your hand go up back there.
Number 608.
Okay, what is this song about, Gabe? Okay? It's about how Jesus died for us and gave us hope of everlasting life. So we can sing and shout joy because of that. Very good. So we know what the song's about. That's helpful, okay? Because my mind doesn't really work fast enough to pick up every word if I don't know what a song's about. But if I know what the song is about, then at least my heart is engaged. That makes sense. I appreciated when the other night when you read the scripture before we had the song, because it helps us all focus our minds, right? Okay. What is our what's our beat? Where are we going to start our hand when we're beating time? Okay, on this one, we're actually on 3.5. So we can start out here, and we can go, he took my, okay, so start out here, and he took my burden. So burden is on down. If you want to start on down on burden, that may make it easier. You can hold your hand up and hit that down beat, because that's a lot easier. Okay, any special instructions in the song that tell us maybe where to hold out a note or whether or not to go somewhere differently or... Okay, there's a hold note at the end of the song, so a bird's eye or fermata. So you'll want to watch Gabe at the end of each verse because he may want to hold that note out for longer than you might think you would, okay? Let's hold our songbooks up high and try to see the leader, okay?
Burdens all away, up to a brighter day, he gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing, in my heart joy bells ring, he gave me a song, a wonderful song, he gave me a song to sing about, he lifted me. Oh, praise his name, he is my King, a wonderful song, he is to me. No more to die, never to say goodbye, he gave me a song, a wonderful song. Oh, stays in that fair land, sing with the chorus, friend, he gave me a song, a wonderful song, he gave me a song to sing about, he lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise his name, he is my King, a wonderful song, he is to me.
Okay, come on up, Penn. While he's coming up, something that is helpful for everybody is, and I'm not picking on Gabe, but when we get to the end of a verse, have your number up so everybody knows what verse we're going to next. And my son, who's 16, and I've told this 1,000 times, will inevitably sometimes forget that he's beating time to hold up the number, and we've ended the note of the verse, and then all of a sudden everybody stops and he goes, oh. So as we're coming toward the end of the first verse of the refrain, have that hand up, and if you need to do this, that's fine, or if you just need to hold it up there and hold it out so everybody can see it, especially if everybody's standing and singing, you may want to hold it up like this so everybody knows we're going to verse 2 or 3 or whatever. Okay, come on up, Penn.
7:31, take time to be holy.
Say it up here too. You got a good loud voice, but say it in the mic anyway.
7:31, take time to be holy.
Okay, take time to be holy. All right, what's this song about? Let me help you. Okay, so this is a song that's saying we need to take time out of our life to study and to pray and to focus on the Lord. Okay?
And it's 6:8.
6:8 time, okay. How are we going to beat 6:8?
In and up.
In and up, okay. Very good, okay. Very good. All right, no special instructions.
Time to be holy, speak oft with the Lord. Abide in Him always, and feed on His word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing His blessings to seek. Take time to be holy, so word rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. Abiding in Jesus, like Him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct His likeness shall see. Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath this control. Thus am I His Spirit to fountains of love. Thou soon shall be fitted for service above.
All right, very good. Did a very good job letting everybody know we're singing the second verse. We're singing the third verse. Any announcement before we started singing, which is always helpful, because then it doesn't matter whether you hold up your fingers. Everybody already knows where we're going. So very good job at getting everybody on the same page. Okay. Who else wants to lead a song?
Number 74.
I want to ask you what the song's about.
It's about why we should praise God, or the reason that God is praiseworthy.
Very good. Okay, so any special instructions?
There's more, there's a sharp, there's more rests.
There are a few rests in this song. There's one thing that's unique in this song that's not in a lot of songs, and that's that we talked about in the middle of the grand staff is the place where they put the lyrics or the words, and here's an exception to that. Down at the very bottom of the song, there is an amen that gets held out, and it's actually outside of that. And they did that because they didn't want to clump up all that space inside there. Okay. What's our starting beat? What are we starting on?
It'll be down.
Down. Okay, we're starting on one. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
We'll sing first, third, and fourth, and we'll go softer on that last amen at the end. Do me so. Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore Him. Praise Him, angels in the height.
Sun
and moon rejoice before Him.
Praise
Him, all ye stars of
light.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah,
amen. Praise the Lord, for He is glorious. Never shall His promise fail. God hath made His face victorious.
Okay, so Cameron got up here and he stood behind the microphone the entire time. And y'all could all hear his voice, couldn't you? Okay, so that's helpful, especially if you've got a soft voice. I know you don't want everybody hearing you. And sometimes we're afraid for everybody to hear us, but everybody needs to hear us, okay? Because, again, we're the one leading the song, okay? So if you can stomach it, get up here. I'm not getting up here because I'm loud. Y'all know I'm very loud. I don't need to be up behind the mic. Some of you don't need to, but if you're quieter, get up behind the mic. You don't have to breathe into it or get right up on it, but get behind the mic where everybody can hear your voice. Okay? Anybody else want to lead a song? Hands are going up. I think you were a half second slower. Go ahead, Caleb. Got to be quick. You're next.
Number 77. All three verses of number 77.
Okay. What's this song about?
About praising God all the time and with your whole heart.
Okay, so glorify your name everywhere. And this song starts on what beat?
The downbeat.
The downbeat. So we're starting on one. Okay, no special instructions.
Sometimes on the third verse, we'll start kind of quiet. Then as we move throughout, we'll slowly get louder.
Excellent. And see what? He's the song leader, so he can do that. Okay, he can change something in the song if he wants to. Now, it's better to tell everybody you're going to do that rather than just do it. So, very good.
Father, we love you, we worship and adore you, glorify thy name in all the earth, glorify thy name,
What's this song about?
It's about if we do the work of God, then we can earn a home in heaven.
So it's about our final resting place, isn't it? Okay. What is our time signature?
6:08.
Okay, 6-8. How are we going to beat 6-8? Just to the left and right. Okay. So we're going to do this fish hook pattern is what I call it. And there's a couple of different ways to beat 6-8. So I'm going to make you stand here for a minute. There's a couple of different ways to beat 6-8. One is the hook pattern. And another is to go 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Now, there's some 6-8 songs you don't want to do 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Because you're going to be going like this. Okay, so be mindful of that. But there's some slower songs that are actually harder to do the fish hook to because they're so slow. It almost feels like you're just holding your hand out there forever to come back. So on a 6-8, because we're hitting six notes, we're actually beating on 3 and 6, okay? 3 and 6. So if for the prize we have, okay? If for the prize we have striven, okay? So that's what we're beating on, 3 and 6. It's a little bit unique. Okay. No special instructions. So whenever you're ready.
If for the prize we have
striven, after our labors tomorrow, rest for our souls will be given. Happy in Christ, Jesus is there. He is the Lord, often the sword. Lonely are we, sighing for hope, longing for thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea, the crystal sea.
Yes, a sweet rest is remaining
for the true children of God. Where there will be no complaining, never a chastening rod. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam. Free from all care, happy and bright, Jesus is there. He is the light, off in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home. Longing for thee, beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea, the crystal sea. Soon the bright homeland adoring, we shall behold the glad dawn. Lean on the Lord till the morning, trust till the night is gone. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam. Free from all care, happy and bright, Jesus is there. He is the light, oft in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea, the crystal.
Very good, Evan. Anyone else? You want to leave one?
I'd like to leave one. I can't read music. I'm a little old, too.
Well, that's okay. It's not just for young people. I just wanted to give the young people a chance. Anybody can lead a song if they want to.
I've never led this season.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about heaven, how it's going to shine. And if we obey God, that's what we're going to get. And it's on 4-4 time. And I don't know nothing about shape notes. And I haven't been here. I drive a truck and I'm gone all week. I missed out on it all.
You missed out on the shape notes. Well, we're starting on the downbeat, so we're starting on 1. Oh.
857. 857.
Told you there was a deaf guy out there. He was in the front, though, not the back.
I didn't ever say it, I don't think.
He said it quietly.
I'm not into this right here, so.
Okay. Well, just sing where everybody can hear you.
I don't know how exactly.
will be. I don't know what beauty or what glory I'll see. I don't know what I'll behold that morning divine. Know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine. Heaven's gonna shine. Heaven's gonna shine. No, I surely know. Really gonna shine. There is glory in this soul of mine. Know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine. I don't know how wide will be that city so fair. I don't even know how many saints will be there. I don't know how high will be that mansion of mine. Know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine. Heaven's gonna shine. Heaven's gonna shine. No, I surely know. Really gonna shine. There is glory in this soul of mine. Know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
Pitch was just about right on. I tell you, that's the hardest part for me still today, is to get a pitch right. And, you know, we don't typically use a instrument or something like that to get our pitch. Now, from time to time, if I've got a song with a huge amount of range, I've got a pitch pop app on my phone, and I've got it real quiet, and I just ring it in my ear to get a pitch. Because undoubtedly, if I'm going to pitch a song wrong, I'm going to pitch it way too high. I'm a tenor, so I just feel comfortable singing high. And so we're going to sing a song. Does anybody else want to lead a song right now? Garrett, go ahead.
Number 8. I think we may have sung this one the other night, but
nothing wrong with that.
Number 8, let every heart rejoice and sing.
Pretty self-explanatory. Okay, special instructions.
Repeat on the first line. And a final repeat at the bottom.
Okay, did everybody hear that? Repeat the first line. So we repeat. When do we go back to?
Same verse in the bracket.
Okay, so the bracket tells us, in this case, what we're going to repeat. We're not going to go back and sing the same line again, but those brackets tell us that's what we're repeating. So both of those lines make up the first verse. And then repeat the final ending. Okay, what's our beat that we're starting on?
It would be mid-third.
Right, middle of the third beat, okay? All right, whenever you're ready.
Let every heart rejoice and sing. Let choral anthems rise. Ye aged men and children, bring to God your sacrifice. For he is good, the Lord is good, and kind are all his ways. With songs and honor sounding loud, the Lord Jehovah praise. While the rocks and the rills, while the vales and the hills are glorious,
All right, that's a new one for me. Real new song, 1842 is when that was written. And I've never heard that. Okay, anyone else want to lead a song? You want to lead another one, Penn? Well, go ahead. Come on up. All right. You know what this song's about?
God's message.
God's message and how we're supposed to preach it, right?
And it's 4-4.
4-4 time. Okay, so I'm glad he's leading this. We talked about triplets last night. Y'all remember that? Okay, this has a ton of triplets in the chorus and their eighth notes. So we're speeding those notes up. But you already know this because we've sung this forever. You may not have recognized the triplets, though, so I wanted to point that out. Okay? Our starting beat is on what? What beat are we going to start on? Where's the hand going to go? There's the end of the measure. We're right at the end of the measure, so our hand's going up first. Okay? So there's a message true and glad. Okay?
Message true and glad for the sinful and the sad. Ring it out, ring it out. It will give the courage to, it will help it to be true. Ring it out, ring it out. Ring it out, ring it out. Ring out the word.
Okay. is where no one stands alone in this book. Think so? Thank you. Always the slowest. Okay, so this song has an enormous range in it. What I mean by range is even just the melody, that is the soprano, that is the part that the leader sings, there's a really low note and there's a really high note. So here's a song that if you're going to lead, it's critical that you get it in a spot where everybody can sing it. You're going to mess up, guys, okay? I want you to know that. Don't be scared of that. Everybody messes up at least once, okay? And I'm being kind because I've messed up more than once. But I want to tell you a couple of stories. My cousin got up to lead a song one night, and he led a song called Awake, Awake. I don't know if y'all know that song. It's an old Southern gospel song. And it's like this one. It's got a huge range in it, okay? And there's this climax at this part of this song where it's going to go, Jehovah reigns, okay? And it's supposed to go, Jehovah reigns. Well, he had it about Jehovah. And everybody knew that no one was going to be able to sing it. So everybody just stopped singing. And he went, ah! And then he stopped and he went, let's try that again. He was 14 years old, and I thought, you know, that was hard, but good on him, because I'll tell you, that might have wanted to make a 14-year-old just quit, but he still leads singing today, is a good song leader, but it's going to happen, okay? So if you're not sure if you can get a song pitched and you need help with that, ask somebody to help you pitch it, okay, and then you lead the song. But that's part of learning, that's part of growing, and don't be afraid to ask for some help if you need some help. Okay, we're going to sing 801, and this will be our last song of the evening. Okay, this is a wonderful song that reminds us that we're never alone, okay, and that there's a place that we're going where we will never, ever be alone, and this is one of my favorite songs. Okay, so the lowest note in the soprano, let's see, is our starting note, it looks like. So we're starting with that do, and our highest note is a fa, which is way up here. Okay, so I'm going to tell you how I would pitch this song, because I'm about to do it. I'm going to pitch it according to where I think the highest note should be. So I'm looking at that fa, and I'm going to go, take and me, do, me, do, so, me, do. That's where I'm looking at, okay? Because I know if we can hit the highest note, and the highest note is somewhere around the top of that range, then everybody can sing the song, okay? If I'm going to just pitch it where it'd be comfortable with that first note, well, who knows where it's going to go? So you got to take into consideration where that highest note is, or sometimes where the lowest note is. So if we were leading a song that had a bass lead in it, we want to lead the song in a place where the bass can sing it. Okay, I'll give you an example. One that's really, really low is A Beautiful Life. That's the name of it. Okay? Each day I'll do, okay? So if you get that about, each day I'll do a golden deed. But when you get to the chorus, you're going to go, life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go. And that's hard for the basses to get any volume out, okay? So you want to get that song up there where at least the basses can sing their part. Because it's for altos, and altos get frustrated with me at times because I want to sing a song super high. And so if we sing the I'll Meet You in the Morning, I want to get it just about as high as we can get it. But problem is the alto part has a couple of high parts in that, so there's a reason why altos sing alto, and typically it's because their voices are a little lower
than the sopranos. So just be mindful of that when you pitch a song. Either use something, have somebody help you, or before you get up to sing, look at the song and say, okay, is there something I need to know about this song before I pitch it so that I'll know where we can sing it, okay? Just be mindful of that. All right, I got to find my pitch again. Don't me, no so me, no.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be. And my heart felt alone and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave. Catch my breath for a second. As was announced, there are handouts in the, are they in the back already? That will be on the table back there. So if you want to grab a handout, I think Barry had 75 printed off. Okay. So there's 75 back there. So there's enough for everybody. Get a printout, take it home, look through it, use it. That's why they're there. I don't know of any announcements. Nothing? Okay. If nothing further, Wayne, would you lead us in prayer?